Pasha's tsar continues with the laws of sacrifices. It starts with procedures related to a korban ola, the burnt offering, which are to be followed by the kohanim, the priests. This section thus begins, Tsaf is Aaron Vesbonov, command Aaron and his sons. Now, whenever Moses was called to instruct the people about a divine precept, the most common phrase used is say or speak. Here we find the expression of tsav, command. Our sages note that this expression has a special connotation. It does not just mean command, an order. It implies much more. To cite the Talmud, whenever it says tsav, or another form of tzava'a, command, it signifies zeus, for immediate implementation and for all times. Zeus means urging on, exhortation, encouragement, to be zealous, quick, and vigorous to fulfill the order. Now, tzav, or tzava, is the same as mitzvah, the general term for divine commandment. Thus we have here a profound lesson about the very nature of mitzvot, the precepts enjoined upon us by God. Sometimes we look at mitzvahs as burdens superimposed upon us. We may wonder whether or not it is possible to observe them, to live by them, as they are prescribed in the Torah. It may seem to us that there is a conflict between our reality as physical human beings, living in a physical world and involved with material affairs on the one hand, and the spiritual demands and obligations of Torah and mitzvahs on the other. Thus we are told that this perception is but an illusion and altogether wrong. First of all, it stands to reason that God, who created us and the whole universe, will not impose upon us, his creatures, anything that would be impossible for us to do or follow. If, therefore, he does ordain a code of behavior, a code of what we must do and what we must refrain from doing, this fact alone proves that we are able to obey. Moreover, tzav signifies zeros. This means, quite simply, that if there is a mitzvah, a command, it is not only possible to obey it, but we are in fact infused with a unique ability, strength, vigor, and encouragement to do so. We are not only able to do it, but we are given an inborn quality to do so with eagerness, with zealousness, and the strength of conviction. We are endowed with that special quality from the very moment that the command, the mitzvah or tzavor, was issued to us, to fulfill it immediately, and that quality remains with us for all times. Eagerness and zealousness manifest themselves the moment we think and realize what a mitzvah is. For a mitzvah expresses the wish and will of the one who created us and looks after us with the divine providence that relates to every detail in this world. How then can we hesitate doing that which is ordained by the one who continuously provides all we have and need, who gives and sustains our very life, and does so for our own good and welfare? Indeed, the mitzvahs, the commandments themselves, are given to us strictly for our own benefit, that we and the world be refined and elevated to a level befitting mankind. Mitzvahs establish moral guidelines. They bring out the very best and most noble in the human being and give meaning and purpose to our life here on earth. The term mitzvah has another implication as well. It is an expression of tzafsa, which means joining together. For the mitzvahs require physical objects and a physical body for their observance. Thus they join our physical reality with its divine source. Through mitzvahs, we become attached to divinity. We infuse ourselves and the world around us with the godliness inherent in the divine command, thus manifesting that God is not only in the heavens above, but also upon the earth below. Through mitzvahs, we perfect the world under the sovereignty of the Almighty, which establishes the messianic utopia of universal peace, brotherhood, and serenity in the consciousness of the divine presence. This, then, is the meaning of the word tzav, of the term and concept of a mitzvah. If it is a command of God, every one of us has the full ability to observe it with full vigor, zealousness, and eagerness.